You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog Pound, become a Cleveland Browns season ticket member today. Secure the best seats at the best prices with flexible payment plans available. Don't miss the excitement at First Energy Stadium this fall with home matchups against the Broncos, Niners, Cardinals, Redskins, Steelers, Bengals, Ravens, and more. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 for more information. That's 440-824-3434. Zagur and Wilhelm here. I mean, listen, folks. There is no chance, as The Rock would say, there's no way. And The Rock means no way that Jimmy Garoppolo starts game five if Tom Brady is alive on this planet and able to play football.
Don't say never with that organization.
No, man. Never, 0%. You can keep this audio. If Jimmy Garoppolo starts the year, goes 4-0, and Tom Brady comes back game five and does not stop, keep this, and you can demand whatever you want of me, and you will get it.
Yes. Thank you, sir. May I have another?
You can go a lot of places with you would demand whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
Maybe I'll take one of his jerseys, Wilhelm.
Anything.
Yeah.
Ew. I mean, it is no chance.
Donkey show in Mexico.
As Kanye, as my man Brian Saylor, Kanye the Giant on Twitter says, Brady will 100%, no matter what, absolutely start game five. I'd bet the house. Heck, I'd wager my manhood on it.
Here's the thing. There's no way Tom Brady's going to be suspended for four games. I'd be willing to bet money on that.
I want him to be suspended for four games now so Jimmy Garoppolo can go 4-0 and we can have this. And then what do I get when I'm right, when I say there's no chance?
A four-pack of the Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Ale.
Okay.
There we go.
Not fine. For me, from Gibbs.
I'll pony it up. I'm the guy who makes $8.05 an hour. I'll take care of it.
You do not stop it. I will say this, Cleveland Gollum, Smeagol, he's a tough guy. He says if Garoppolo's 4-0, Belichick dumps Brady like an ugly date.
See? Come on. I think you have to think about it.
Because, and here's the thing, I just think you find flaws in Tom Brady when you have the heir apparent playing the way you drafted him to play.
There is no way.
You don't say
this happens.
You can never say no.
I'm saying it. Of course I can say it. Listen to me. Let me be 100% clear about it. Jimmy Garoppolo could go 4-0, throw zero incomplete passes, throw what, 20 touchdowns is maybe reasonable?
25
touchdowns. They could win every game by 30 points, and there is no way that Tom Brady is not starting game five.
Okay. After the Atlanta Falcons received their penalty and the Cleveland Browns did as well, would you think – four games, $1 million, a 2016 NFL draft pick, and a 2017 fourth overall when it comes to the penalty for deflating a football?
What's the question?
Would you have thought that was
the
that
penalty?
Was...
No.
But no way they would do that,
no,
right?
No, no, I would say that.
No,
Roger Goodell is crazy and arbitrary.
Okay.
Well, this is Tom Brady we're talking about. This is a guy who
this is Roger Goodell you're talking
is
about.
Is the greatest quarterback of all time. Now, Joe Montana is the greatest.
This is the revolutionary commissioner of the National Football League.
But at the time, they ran Drew Bledsoe out of that building.
Drew Bledsoe, to say that Drew Bledsoe is Tom Brady right now is insane. That is insanity. Drew Bledsoe's best day is not Tom Brady's worst day.
Tom Brady wasn't Tom Brady at the time.
But the point is that
Drew Bledsoe had taken him to the Super Bowl.
But he hadn't won. Tom Brady's won four of them.
But he took him to the Super Bowl.
Tom Brady's won four of them. Tom Brady is regarded, if he's not the greatest quarterback of all time, because Joe Montana, he's number two. Drew Bledsoe is not even in the top 100 great quarterbacks of all time. Drew Bledsoe is better at making wine than he was playing quarterback.
And this we know, but he did take him to the Super Bowl, and the Patriots were riding high at the time. Dude, I'm losing my voice.
Good. Because it's saying ridiculous things right now.
No, never say never, my friends.
Never, ever, ever, ever will they do that. Never. Impossible. It is an impossibility.
That is not impossible.
It is impossible.
Got to make the move at some point.
No, it's not.
I will slap myself with a Subway sandwich repeatedly.
No, we will spot you.
You can slap me with Subway sandwiches.
With a six-footer.
Anything you want. There is 0% chance. I don't care. I don't care if Jimmy Garoppolo is throwing touchdowns and pooping out $100 bills that he can give back to Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick as long as he's the starter. It doesn't even matter. It does not even matter at all.
Never say never.
Never, ever, ever, never, ever.
I'm on
ever.
I think I'm on the Garoppolo bandwagon now.
Yeah.
Ever.
I'm pulling.
Who's
for
the better
kid.
Quarterback, Garoppolo
now,
or Romo?
Now, Hammer says
Garoppolo.
He says if Jimmy G plays great, anyway, the Patriots deal Brady for a boatload. I mean, first of all, that is more feasible to me.
But that's not
but
impossible.
That means they would have to bench Brady.
That's more feasible to
okay.
me than Brady being
makes,
on that team
that
and
makes
not starting.
Brady a re- that
There's
makes
no,
a, that makes a reality.
They're not doing it. It's not happening.
Okay.
Could you? Who are they going to trade Tom Brady to? The only team that would trade for a 38-year-old Tom Brady is a team that thinks that they are Tom Brady away from being a Super Bowl winner.
The Cleveland Browns.
There you go.
There you go.
The Cleveland Browns are not.
Oh,
now we're out. We've completely lost it.
Start it
Tom
now.
Brady, write this down.
Mark that down.
Write this down. Tom Brady.
Take that to the bank.
Provided that he
it.
Is healthy and able to play football, will be the starting quarterback for the Patriots whenever his suspension is up. And I'll go so far as to say that even if Garoppolo goes 10-0 and Brady is hurt somehow during this period, when he comes back, he is going to be the starting quarterback for them. This is the most absurd debate we've ever had.
I don't think it is.
Because you're 50-50 on Twitter right now.
That's
no,
exactly.
It's not 50-50 on Twitter.
So far as
you
referenced.
Do you remember when people were calling for Tom Brady to be benched after that Monday night game in Kansas City when Garoppolo came in garbage time? I mean, we're talking about Tom Brady, folks. Now, granted, the 49ers, they disrespected Joseph Montana.
Who?
For Steve Young.
And what were Patriot fans saying when Drew Bledsoe got taken out and a guy named Tom Brady got put in that was a sixth-round
pick.
They're
crazy.
What
are you
guys? Drew Bledsoe
never happened.
Is not to say. But
Tom Brady.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. You played with Aaron Rodgers, okay?
No. Hold on.
If Matt Flynn comes in and he sets that record for that game and he goes, let's say he starts the next season and is 4-0 because Rodgers is suspended. You're going to tell me that you're not going back to Aaron Rodgers? That whole locker room's not going back to Aaron Rodgers? Everybody is going there.
But go back to
Tom Brady could be gone in 2016 if Garoppolo looks good because it's time for the future. But 2015, never, ever, 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 never, no.
But if you go back in time, Tom Brady was the skinny sixth-round pick quarterback of the New England Patriots, and Drew Bledsoe had them winning football games, making it to the playoffs, so much so they have a Super Bowl appearance. I'm not saying it's the same as winning four Super Bowls, but you go back, and Tom Brady was a nothing at that point.
Yeah, but Drew Bledsoe wasn't Tom Brady. That's my
whole
point.
I didn't say he was.
You're not pitching Aaron Rodgers because Matt Flynn comes out and plays well for four games. Or because let's say Rodgers gets
hurt. He's 10 years younger than Tom Brady.
Let's say Brett Hundley. Okay, they drafted Brett Hundley this year.
Okay.
So let's say next year, to start the season, Aaron Rodgers is suspended
for 4 games.
Is
Tom Brady in his prime?
He looked pretty darn good to me.
I didn't ask if he looked good. Is
How
he
about
in his prime?
This?
I don't think he is. I think he is past his prime.
His prime. So is Aaron Rodgers in his prime?
To make the argument that Tom Brady is not in his prime, though, when he's coming off winning a Super Bowl, and the way that he played in route to winning that Super Bowl is a little tough to
Maybe
say.
Maybe because he had deflated football.
He's just got a big –
Yeah.
A big,
how
he's
about,
got a big
How
prime.
About our boy G.I. George?
Is he still not one of the top guys? I'm writing
no, he
again.
He is.
G.I. George, and I'll leave you this, and then we got to go to break. Never thought Belichick would replace Kozar with Testaverde and Bledsoe with Brady. Never say never, Nathan.
There. Learn that, Russell.
Yeah.
Regardless.
We're continuing this after the break.
Listen, this guy, Jake says, don't make this a topic on the show because it's a non-topic. This isn't even a topic.
It's
this is
totally
ridiculous.
A topic. It's the Patriots.
Out of your mind. Out of
it's
your mind.
It's the Patriots way.
Mindless. Insane.
You're
what do you want to talk about? Hoyer Mallett battle in Houston?
No.
This is, I mean, look at pro football. Talk
where's
right
our
now.
John D. Filippo sound? Johnny Manziel's a new guy.
Blah.
There you go.
That's not tomorrow. That's tomorrow. I just moved
not
it.
Not a chance. Never. Never. I'm saying it. Never. We'll be back with more. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Never.